On March 3rd, the city of Wrangell wrote Wrangell Seafoods a letter detailing how much money the company owed. Included in this description were five checks that proved to have non-sufficient funds. The largest bad check WSI wrote was for over $20,000 to cover loan payments to the city. The smallest bad check was for a little more than $40 written to the Nolan Civic Center. The letters show that WSI is also delinquent on their utility payments, property taxes, and fillet line lease payments. All in all, WSI is late on paying the city a total of over $110,000. Although these bad checks are dated February 19th, it was not until last week that city staff or city council were made aware. Mayor Tom Sims said he was unhappy with the position WSI put him in.
I'm not happy about lying to the people of this community that WSI is current when in fact they give us a bunch of bogus checks.
A response from WSI in regard to these bad checks or late payments did not come until March 10th in the form of a letter. In it, WSI Chairman Doug Roberts says the root of WSI's financial issues is an unpaid sales contract with European company Royal Greenland. Roberts says the company owes WSI around $2 million. WSI has been in arbitration with Royal Greenland for over 1.5 years. The final hearing is scheduled for later this month, with a final decision expected on April 11th. Due to this timeline, WSI pleads with the city to not act on the late payments or award the contracts on cold storage and belt freezer management until April 15th. Specifically, he asks that the city not shut down power to WSI's facility as it may cause safety issues with their sprinkler and ammonia systems. Julie Decker is WSI's executive administrator. She was at the city council meeting to represent the company. In their defense, she said things have been difficult.
All I can say in our behalf is that we're doing our best to manage a very difficult situation for us. It's been difficult since last November when this came up the first time that we were behind with the city. The reason we were behind is because we hadn't been paid. We continue to not be paid. To this date, those monies have not been paid to us.
Paul Southland was one council member who did not have any sympathy for WSI's management.
There was a clear pattern on WSI's part to appear to be current to us, to our manager, to our finance director, when in fact you were not, and you must have known that your checks were going to bounce. I lay the blame for this directly, and again, I'm not shooting at you, Julie. I'm laying this directly on the management of WSI, which I take to be Terry and Doug. So I am personally not at all inclined to cut an inch of slack.
Decker agreed that writing bad checks is not the right way to manage. She also said WSI tried diligently to gather the funds.
We continue every day to try to come up with those funds to cover those checks. We have intended all along to have covered those checks. Today we're in phone calls to try to cover those checks. So we're doing our best there.
Being late on loan and utility bills is a serious issue for WSI since these payments are directly linked to agreements with the city. For instance, the utility agreement states that if WSI is delinquent, shutting off power to their facility is mandatory. Councilmember Southland made a motion to enforce all agreements with WSI immediately and to the full extent of the law. During discussion, Councilmember Don McConaughey described what he called a grim situation.
I feel that all the council has worked to keep WSI in business. I have supported WSI sometimes to a fault, but willing to weather the storm. I'm looking at a very grim future, and it really is a sad day. You know, I realize that this council needs to do what it needs to do, but it is a very, very difficult and sad situation that we are facing.
Councilmember Ernie Christian pointed out WSI's repetitive behavior.
We're in the same boat we were a year ago at this time, almost owing the same amount of money. And it seems like a recurring thing. And in the business world, quite honestly, when you write NSF checks, that doesn't bode well. I mean, there's consequences to that from my own experience. Anything over $5,000 can be, from what I understand, considered a felony.
The motion to enforce all agreements with WSI passed unanimously. Before shutting off power, the council will allow WSI 2 business days to take care of safety issues relating to their sprinkler and ammonia systems. The council will also look into whether or not writing a bad check in excess of $5,000 is considered a felony. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.